Hey, this your host, your best friend, Carmen Strength with No Attachments podcast, dedicated to self-love. I know it's been a while. Happy New Year 2023, and I have two mottos that I'm saying. One of them is I surprise myself, and the other one is I'm winning now. Okay, let's come on and jump on in and let me give you the tea. First of all, I just want to, I will be very short. I just want to talk about shut up and sit down. Yeah, that's right. Come a little bit closer. Let me say it again. Shut up and sit down. I know we all have experienced different people saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. Just shut up and sit down. And we have run across that many a times. And I just want to tell people, why don't you just shut up and sit down? Sometimes I give them that eye. I stare at them. You know, kind of like, you know, you kind of said something that was kind of off. You know, you was kind of out of pocket. Well, I have a story. Okay, my grandmother passed. She was 96 years old. If she was living, she would have been 98 years old. It's been 2 years. God rest her soul. That's my ride or die chick. Okay, well, my grandmother, she passed. She was not sick. She had a couple of ailments. She actually passed while she was cracking jokes with one of her offsprings. That was her caretaker. Okay, she said she needed to burp, and they gave her a Coke. And she said it really didn't do nothing for her. And then she tried to do a crossword puzzle and everything. And she was talking, actually cracking jokes. And she told her caretaker, you need to call 911. And they said, is the pain internal or external? She said it was internal. She said it hurts. Okay, so they called the paramedics. They came. She could write jokes with the paramedics. Then she flatlined. She went out. They brought her back. They got a pulse and everything, so they rushed her to the hospital. They rushed her to the hospital. She flatlines again. Okay, they bring her back. And she flatlines again. And then her caretaker said, do not resuscitate her. Mother lived a good life, 96 years. And, you know, don't bring her back. Don't mess her body up and stuff like that. Okay, so we go ahead on. All this was during the pandemic. Okay, we didn't see my grandmother that much, but I did go out my way to make sure her last birthday, her 96th birthday, that we had a parade, a birthday party for outside. And she really enjoyed it. Okay. So, okay, we go ahead on. We already know. So everybody got the word. Okay, she passed. We all knew that it would be devastating to actually see her in that casket. Because remember, we was in a pandemic. It was limited. Everything was restricted. So we didn't see our grandmother as much. It would be outside and we would have masks. So, my grandmother actually had COVID and had no symptoms. Okay. And, so anyway, we see her, we devastated. Of course, we shocked because we hadn't seen her in a while. Pandemic. We see plenty of people and everything because of restriction and everything because of the pandemic COVID. So, as it go ahead on, you know, you go through it, you know, it's grief. So, I see people I hadn't seen in a long time because my grandmother was also a pastor's wife and she was a retired teacher. So she had her students there, you know, church members, you know, relatives, neighbors, and friends. Okay. So we go ahead on through the process. You know, you go to the graveyard, boom, boom. She's buried with her husband, who's a pastor. Okay, then we have the repast. So if they do the repast, they basically do takeout place. They put everything in the takeout place, and they, you know, people drive around, and they give it, you know, they give them a place. So it goes ahead. Okay, it goes on. You know, I talked to a couple of people. You know, people console you. They talk to you and everything. I'm there for you. Anything you need, blah. Okay. So I had a couple of people kind of said some insensitive statements. Okay, I'm going to let you go by with it because right now, you know, this is a time for mourning. I lost my grandmother and I am the oldest grandchild. Okay, so I go head on. Okay, a week goes by. Then 2 weeks go by. Okay, I run into someone that's like a family friend. And they tell me, they said, I'm hearing that you took it real hard. And I'm kind of like, you was at the funeral. I was acting accordingly. I wasn't at a football game. I mean, you know, I shed some tears, but it wasn't like they had to pack me out. I fainted or anything. I mean, I know we won't be here forever. This is our temporary home. So this person began to talk. Now, this person, they very opinionated. So they already had me on guard. So I was like, okay, not today. But I was saying that to myself. So the person was like, how old was your grandmother? This person knows. They was at the funeral. They had a program. I said she was 96 years old. So this person, she began to say, well, she was 96 years old, and I interrupted her because I was trying to get this conversation go another way because this not looking good. And I was like, yes, my grandmother was 96 years old, and I love her. I know that she has to go, but I'm not crying. I'm not crying because I would never see her. I'm just crying because my grandmother, she passed. She lived a good life. So it was kind of like, you know, tears of joy. You know, she no longer had to suffer. She really didn't suffer that long. But you know, old age, how you just, you know, deteriorate your eyes, you know, your hearing and everything and stuff like that. I know she's in a better place. Okay, so this person, so they go ahead on like, okay, well, your grandmother's 96. And she goes on and she basically says, well, at least you had a grandmother. She didn't have a grandmother. That's not good to say. I have nothing to do with you. The reason why you had a grandmother and she wasn't in your life and she really didn't do what she could or she really didn't care for you, but you did have one. And so she felt like since she 96 years old, why are you crying? Why are y'all making a big deal? Death is final. I don't care what anyone says. Death is something you never really accept. You just work around it. That's basically what I can say about death. And everybody takes it different and everybody mourns different. I'm just making sure I mourn, you know, correctly, you know. So, I tell her, it doesn't matter if my grandmother was 206, she was 306, she was 56, she still was my grandmother. That doesn't change the love that I have for her. So you can't bring your situation that you didn't have a relationship with your grandmother, and you can't put that on me. And I was kind of like, how dare you? Well, you know, I started fuming. I had to really pray. So as I said that to that person, I walked away because there was no more that I could say. I lost a grandmother. Most people know they console you. They ask you what you need. They try to do what they can for you. Give you a card, give you a plant or whatever, pray for you or whatever. So I already knew that that person did not have my interest at heart. So that was the decision that I had to make at that point. You know what? I'm going to cut you out of my life. And I cut that person out of my life. I immediately blocked their phone number. I blocked them off my phone. You can't call me. I immediately block you off of my social media. And any of your sisters, I blocked them too. Because y'all gossip. And I like, okay, I'm free. Well, of course, some people said, girl, you should have. I said, nah, it's not even worth it. For me to try to explain that, I was like, and she's older than me. Real older than me. She, I'm like, really? She almost old enough to be my mother. Really? So, I don't know what the problem was. But you know what? I wanted to tell her, shut up and sit down. I could have added some more adjectives, but I didn't. But I just want to throw that out there. Some people don't know what to say, especially when doing death or doing sickness with someone in a hospital. People just don't know what to say. If a person had a relative or a friend or significant other that was incarcerated, or they coming out, they coming from incarceration, some people just do not know what to say. If a person have a loved one that's in trouble, they in trouble with the justice system. Some people just do not know what to say. Shut up and sit down. It's not your business. If they wanted you to know, they will tell you. And if you are close to them and you are their friend, they will eventually tell you what happened. They will eventually tell you the process. And that's what we need to do. If we see some people, we just need to look at them and give them that stare. That stare like, shut up. Some people need to just shut up and sit down. And another thing, when I lost my grandmother, that wasn't a platform for you to come and tell me about your grandmother and your aunt. I'm the one that's grieving, because evidently you acknowledge that, right? Okay, so why are we talking about that? Now, if your grandmother died like similar, I guess she was joking with one of her offsprings, and yes, maybe we could talk about that. And some people need to shut up and sit down. If a woman is beautiful and she have a beautiful dress, why do we have to compare that to a dress your cousin had or dress you have? It's her props. Let her have the platform. Shut up and sit down. Some people, no matter what, they always know someone that's been in that situation, or they done the same thing that you've done. That's not time for that. We're talking about this situation over here. We're talking about this husband and wife over here. Why are we talking about your situation? Why are we talking about your cousin, your colleague situation? We're talking about this situation right now. And some people, they just reaching. Some people, I just want to say, shut up and sit down. So 2023, I'm telling you, I have had a block party. That means I've been blocking people. If you have not invested anything in me, for it's like you haven't gave me words of encouragement. You haven't called to see how I'm doing. You haven't texted me to see. If we have not reciprocated, I'm doing for you. I'm helping you. I'm always calling you. I'm always texting you. And you're not doing that back. Guess what? Block. You're always negative. Block. Your energy is all over the place. Block. You are toxic. Block. You deal with toxic people. Block. You in a toxic relationship and you're not trying to get out. Block. You just want to be where you at. You want to be in a stupor. You want to be depressed. You don't want no help. You don't want nobody help you. Guess what? Block. Because I cannot afford for you to bring all that toxicity over here to me, and then now I'm toxic. And I have talked to some people. They are so down in the dump. Some people just love to be where they at. You can stay where you at. That's one thing about it. I'm an eagle. Eagle do not kick it with chickens. Because chickens don't fly. They stay on the ground. I'm soaring. So if you're a chicken, you can stay a chicken. But I'm an eagle and I'm soaring. I'm soaring to greater heights. So that's why I have now, I surprise myself. The reason why I say I surprise myself, because I'm doing out the ordinary. Cannot do the same thing and you're going to get the same results. So that's why I said I surprise myself. And then I'm winning now. I'm winning now. Because I don't need nobody that does not want to win. Your spirit is always loser mentality. Your spirit is always low, negative. Nothing is ever right. When you get through talking to those people, God, you be like, God, I just want to lay my head down on a pillow. They done told you so much with all happening and everything. And that's what I'm trying to say. A lot of y'all have too much of these attachments. You're with the wrong guy. You should have shut up. You should have shut up and sit down instead of talking to him and giving him your number. And now he's in your life and he's tearing your life up. So some people, we need to just tell them, shut up and sit down. Shut up and sit down. If they don't shut up and sit down, guess what? Try the block party. Again, this is Carmen Strength with no attachments. And guess what? Love you now, love you later. And guess what? We are winning now. We are winning now. Thank you and have a prosperous day.